This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is Nightline. Tonight, Sopranos star Drea Di Matteo.
No one followed me.
Adriana, you wouldn't know it if they did.
Bringing in big bucks for her new online persona.
Is that you?
That's me.
That's amazing.
That's me with my big booty.
The Emmy Award winner sharing how her non-explicit content on OnlyFans saved her home from foreclosure.
I put a picture up, a selfie. Holy cow. I was like, okay, so we just paid the real estate company back within a day.
And how she says she's reclaiming her fandom and sexuality for financial security.
Can you give us a ballpark of how much you're able to rake in?
I mean...
Plus, the NFL draft.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
A night of big picks and pageantry in football.
It is American reality TV at its finest.
Top choices like Caleb Williams showing off his painted nails on TikTok.
I don't really care what people have to say about it.
Bringing new life and new looks into America's wildly popular sport. The Chosen Ones celebrating hard after a night of football dreams come true. And Aspire to Inspire. Nightline celebrates the talent of tomorrow by bringing our kids to work. Thanks for joining us. She was the beloved TV star turned sex symbol on HBO's revered hit series, The Sopranos, Drea Di Matteo. Her character, Adriana, was known as the heart of the show. After The Sopranos, acting work for her kept rolling in. But when the pandemic hit, all of that changed. Facing financial disaster, that's when Drea says she took control.
Is that you?
That's me.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's me with my big booty.
That's pretty good.
That's me and my big booty.
I like the butt shot. That's nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad butt.
Well, I could see why you get a lot of people coming on your site.
Not a bad booty.
Drea Di Matteo is proud of her body. She's used to people looking at it, but not quite like this.
That's something I could easily see on Instagram or something like it, right?
But I would never do that on Instagram. Oh, I don't walk around in a bikini in front of people. So the fact that I'm even doing this is like, it's just a new version of me that I'm kind of proud of, and I don't feel like I need to apologize to anybody.
You joked that it was, who would be interested in granny porn? But you are the furthest thing from a granny I can think of.
I mean, I could be a grandmother.
No worries, Drea's not really doing porn. The 52-year-old actress, who has specialized in sex bomb characters on screen, most famously in The Sopranos, is now creating a new sort of persona these days, online.
Didn't even know I made all these tips, guys. And $50,000 in tips right here.
And it's paying off, thanks to OnlyFans. In fact, she says it saved her from financial ruin. She's joined a growing list of high-profile actors and others taking their talents to the exclusive subscription-based platform and cashing in without doing explicit content. Drea knows her appeal on OnlyFans to many comes from her role as Adriana LaServa, the doomed but much-loved character from 6 seasons of HBO's iconic series, The Sopranos.
Adriana LaServa.
This is my friend I was telling you about, Adriana LaServa.
No one followed me.
Adriana, you wouldn't know it if they did.
Hey, Adriana.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why'd you go haunt a house or something?
I think the reason why I made money is because I'm Adriana. Like I said, it's Adriana LaServa's fan page. It's not even my page.
I was telling you that I walked around my house for months going, Christopher! Everybody loved the way you said it.
Please, Christopher.
I didn't like doing it. I felt like I sounded like a caricature, and I wanted to be true to the character and not be just some, you know, accented Italian character. So I asked David Chase to rewrite that. Let me just say Chrissy. And I say Chrissy a lot. He let me.
I'm humming the scenery, Chrissy. Fifth row center and dinner at Le Cirque.
But he said, no, you must say Christopher. So I became famous for Christopher. It's like Matt LeBlanc's, how you doing?
Christopher. Adriana was also referred to by critics as the heart of the show, the conscience of the show.
I know. See? She's getting me to cry.
I didn't mean to.
I'm the crier. I am the town crier. I loved her. I understood her. I think the way she was written, though, and the way David created that show, she was the sacrificial lamb.
That role on one of TV's most celebrated shows propelled her to the upper levels of Hollywood.
Trea de Mateo.
Netting her an Emmy.
There are so many people that are responsible for this. But if I even try to thank any of them right now, I might puke, choke, cry, or die.
She would go on to star on other hit shows as Joey Tribbiani's sister on the Friends spinoff.
Just pick one.
Fine. Gina, you are the bigger pain in the ass.
Told ya.
As Wendy Case on Sons of Anarchy.
Looks like the boy might actually see his first birthday.
He made it. Oh, April, thank God.
And Angie Boland on Desperate Housewives.
Somebody get me a coffee later.
Holy crap. Is that Heidi Klum?
Yeah.
I do think people assume you're on a hit show. You starred in a hit show. People assume you're rolling in the money. You were a working actress in Hollywood.
Yep. It's pretty amazing that we're actually not rich. I just took what I could get at that time. But, I mean, for Sons, I basically barely got paid to be on that show because I was never supposed to be a series regular. Sopranos, I was never a series regular either until later on.
But the money was good enough to pay the bills and buy this beautiful home in the Hollywood Hills. Everything seemed fine until the pandemic hit, and suddenly the divorced mom of two was on the verge of losing everything.
What does this house mean to you?
Security, family. I will start to cry, so I'm going to just take a minute. To lose your sense of safety, and it came right out of the pandemic where we really didn't know what was happening and what was up and what was down, and there were just so many things happening.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Hollywood, like everything else, shut down. Filming slowly picked back up, and work resumed, but not for Drea.
I just didn't follow a few very important rules that were necessary for people to follow.
Like what?
Like a mandate.
The mandates she's talking about. COVID safety protocols instituted across the filmmaking industry in nearly all projects headed by major studios, which meant no vaccine, no work. Drea had chosen not to get the vaccine.
You didn't get on a soapbox and talk about why you weren't doing it, but you decided not to take the COVID vaccine.
Well, for me, it was just, I don't even take Tylenol. Like, I have a headache right now, and I'm probably not going to take any Tylenol. Like, I'm going to try to figure out other ways to get rid of it. I don't like to put anything in my body, so I also just didn't know enough. I didn't know enough. My children didn't know enough. My kids are fully vaccinated.
So it wasn't like a big ideological thing for you?
No, it was not at all. Until it became that in the media.
Like so many others who are out of work and out of money, Drea was soon on the verge of foreclosure on this home that had been her safe haven and safety net for years.
You were apparently down to very little in your banking account.
I don't like to play the victim in this stuff because I had this house and I knew I could sell this house and I could downsize my life and be okay and go get a job anywhere, supermarket, I don't care. But at that time, during the mandates, I couldn't even go work at a bookstore. I needed a vaccine card, I needed a barcode to survive.
She didn't end up in a bookshop. Instead, another opportunity presented itself. Suggested by one of her teenage daughter's friends.
So then you're handed an unlikely lifeline, OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean, that was a fluke, a really lucky fluke. And if I had it to do all over again, I would have done it sooner. I don't care what any of these haters want to say.
What made you flip the switch?
I put a picture up, a selfie. Holy cow. I was about to say the other word. Holy cow. I was like, okay, so we just paid the real estate company back within a day. immediately I was like, oh my God, we're going to be okay.
Within minutes, just minutes, Drea knew she wouldn't have to sell her house after all. In fact, she may not have to act anytime soon.
How much do you make on OnlyFans versus, say, an episode on Sopranos?
Oh, I never was a top-tier player on Sopranos. Way more on OnlyFans. It depends on the month. I've only been doing it for a couple of months, you know.
Can you give us a ballpark of how much you're able to rake in?
I mean, it's probably not a good idea, you know. People can speculate. It's not really as much as everybody thinks. Mm. I'm still not rich by any means, considering what rich looks like today. But we're okay and we're going to survive, but I do have to figure out other ways to maintain my home. I know it is a career for some women. That was a Band-Aid. OnlyFans was a Band-Aid for me.
One special outfit Drea has yet to model on OnlyFans is one of her character Adriana's most memorable looks.
This catsuit is, I mean, talk about mob wife.
I mean, it's really funny that the whole mob wife aesthetic was happening at the same time that I was launching my brand.
Her own brand? Less mob wife, more streetwear. It's a clothing line called Ultra Free.
I would imagine that sales have gone up since OnlyFans launched.
I mean, OnlyFans was first. Yeah. OnlyFans was first, and we did OnlyFans to launch this.
I see.
Yeah, so that money pays for the startup of this.
Dreams change. For Drea, that's meant shifting to a more business-oriented future, centered at home with her children.
You were also quoted as saying that your daughter had told you that she's proud of you.
That's going to make me cry. Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ, that's not supposed to happen. I'm the tough guy. A lot of people have said to me, what do you think about the haters? And I go, I don't care. My kids are proud of me. That's all that matters.
For more on Drea's and others' journeys on OnlyFans, you can watch the latest episode of Impact by Nightline. OnlyFans, not just sex, now streaming on Hulu. When we come back, the pomp, pageantry, and big paydays of the NFL Draft.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tonight, why did over 150,000 football fans show up in Detroit in the offseason? The NFL draft is the answer. It's where years of training pays off, where careers begin, and up-and-coming football stars earn their entry into the big leagues of America's wildly popular sport. Here's ABC's Ashton Singh.
Detroit! What up?
150,000 people here to watch the draft.
The NFL draft night is where dreams come true.
It's really a blessing. Like, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
It took a lot of sacrifice, love, care for one the game of football.
I'm just super blessed to be here.
For so many of college football's best.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
USC quarterback Caleb Williams, sporting a simple but classy one-of-one suit, telling GQ Sports.
So I have three crosses on the bottom, right at the end of the pants leg. I got four up top. Yeah, my nails. I got silver nails.
The 2022 Heisman winner also gained attention this year for his stylish hands.
My
My mom does nails. Uh-huh. She started off there, and she's done it for my whole life. And so it's kind of always been around me, and then nobody else does it. I like to kind of do new things. I don't really care what people have to say about it.
It's unique. It's different. We haven't heard of too many quarterbacks painting their nails, but welcome to 2024.
His mom by his side for the biggest moment of his life.
I'm really speechless, but it's like a movie I've wanted to watch, and I finally got to watch it.
Caleb's far from the only stylish athlete tonight.
Right here, just my childhood.
Many young stars dressing to impress.
My suit is all the legends that, you know, has been a part of my life. Mom, family, brothers, coaches.
American reality TV at its finest. This is that opportunity for them to really bust out and show people their personality and show people the decision-making they've got on their clothes and the outfits.
The 2024 NFL Draft, held over 3 days in Detroit, is the largest event during the NFL offseason.
The Big Ten's offensive linemen.
And for these college athletes and their families, lives forever changed.
The Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
This guy, look how fired up he is, man.
One of those players, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, knows exactly what he wants to be as a pro.
Hopefully I could be an idol, you know, to young African Americans that aspire to be a quarterback or just in general, you know, somebody to look up to. Hopefully I could be a role model for them.
The Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr.
Meanwhile, the top wide receiver in the draft, Ohio State's Marvin Harrison Jr., has football pedigree in his blood.
So we came down, position football. The guy's here, we're here.
Harrison Jr. and his father, Marvin Harrison Sr., a Hall of Fame receiver for the Indianapolis Colts, spoke with ESPN's Marty Smith earlier this week.
What does greatness look like for you?
My dad, he is greatness to me. I think all that he's accomplished.
What comes with having a Hall of Fame father?
I don't know, it's tough. People always say, he don't act like you when he scores a touchdown. I'm like, well, he's got different swagger. But I want him to play the game and have fun. And I think he's doing it.
What similarities do you carry as a player in terms of his skill set?
I think we both have the desire to be great from a mental standpoint. And then obviously route running techniques and things like that. I learned a lot from him from that aspect. Just trying to follow his footsteps and I just do the best I can to put my best foot forward every day.
The New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
Back in the Motor City, with a record-tying 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round, it's both a milestone and momentum for the new season ahead. Like 4 New England Patriots fans, hopeful their new quarterback Drake May can fill the void left by none other than Tom Brady.
Pass Nation, let's go, man, let's go.
Our thanks to Ashen. You can watch night 2 of the NFL Draft starting tomorrow at 7 right here on ABC. When we return, the younger generation takes over as Nightline celebrates Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his 3rd bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And finally, tonight, they came, they saw, and we put them to work. We present Nightline's Next Generation.
So Moise, right?
Yeah.
Is this your first time being on camera?
No.
Miles, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Today, across America.
Little kids like me.
And bigger ones, too.
Even teens spent time at work.
With our moms and dads.
Yay! Thank you.
For Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day, it is a tradition that started 31 years ago.
And now happens around the world every April.
We get to see what your work is all about.
To learn about future job possibilities.
That might inspire us.
Or make us want a totally different one.
Back when it first started, it was known as Take Our Daughters to Work Day.
But ever since 2003, it's been open to everyone, like me.
Today, at Nightline.
We should shorten this because it kind of like goes out.
We all got to see how TV news and magic is made.
Are we ready? Where's my anchor? Go, go, go!
I think I can nail it.
You want this one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cute.
This was my favorite part.
Our moms and dads.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
Nice.
That was the chair.
Look.
And from all of our Nightline kids who maybe just like yours couldn't make it into work today, to our future workforce who's surrounding me here tonight, thanks for watching and
good night,
America. Yeah. Whip.
That's our Nightline family. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.